This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4074, for Thursday, the 14th of March, 2024. Today's show is entitled Jade Empire. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is my experience playing Jade Empire.
Hello workers, let's talk about another game. I played one more game during the holiday break. I played through Jade Empire by BioWare. And I really love these kind of story-based games where the main part of the game is that you get a rich story, you talk to a lot of people, you get involved in the actual happenings in the game. You have a rich world where there are a lot of things that goes on and so on. And Jade Empire, even though it was built by BioWare, it felt like it was a very early game in their series. And they probably haven't really evolved by then and done a really good game. But it was still a good game. It was a little bit strange. There were some kind of tones in the games that didn't really work today, but still very fun, very interesting, and so on. The game mainly starts by you being some kind of martial art student at school, and you have a teacher. That teacher ends up being kidnapped, and you need to hunt down that teacher. So that is pretty much the start of the game and what is setting up your journey. You meet a lot of people during your journey and you do a lot of interesting stuff. All things from trying to help ghosts finding rest to helping people with their daily problems and so on. So there is a dynamic in the game, but I felt that it was very much on rails. You had some side quests that perhaps were not required to do. You have some moral choices that were very blunt. Like either you do this, which will probably hurt a lot of people, but you can get a lot of money, or you don't. Those kind of moral decisions, or you help that particular person, but it will be really bad for this person, or you try to help some people, but if you didn't do it well enough, then you will fail that. So, for instance, one of the things were a ghost that were searching for a son that had died. She needed to find his grave, and I didn't figure out which grave was the right one. So, that was a really strange quest, and you needed to do a lot of detective work and figuring out how it could be that way. But I still think it was a good game. There were some twists and turns, and there were a lot of interesting players, game characters in the game. Sadly, there were like 10 male characters that were very different and diverse and interesting. Then you had one child and two women. So it was not that diverse in the story, but there were some differences between the different characters at least. It was interesting, but I think they could be even more diverse and find characters with a little bit more flavor. And I think they have done that later years. So I think they have solved that problem already. But this was a very early game, and because I love all the other BioWare games, I had to play this one too. One thing to look out for in the future is actually some people that have been working at BioWare and also been working on Mass Effect and other really great games that still want to tell these kind of epic, interesting stories have branched out and created their own game studio now. I think BioWare has been bought by Microsoft, and that might have been the reason why they actually branched out. But a games company to look out for in the future is Worlds Untold. They have not released a game yet, but the people that has started it is really interesting. So I'm really looking forward to see what kind of game they might release 2026 or 2027. So these games take a lot of time to do, and I don't think that they are even close to releasing something, but I will keep an eye on this gaming company. So this was the Jade Empire. It's an old game. You actually meet John Cleese at some point. He is having a wonderful character that he voices in this game, which was a really fun experience that way too. There is a lot of really good voice actors in the game. Sadly, the story and so on was a little bit lackluster. So, yeah, it was an early game, but still a good game. Have you played Jade Empire? Leave a comment about that. If you want to discuss any of these parts, you could make in your own episode, or just leave a comment to me and I will read those and perhaps talk about them in another episode. So this was this episode. I hope that you liked it. See you in the next episode.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.